Up to the section of Pachad V'Daiga, a little bit more than halfway down than in the paragraph. We're always, every second, in the hands of Hashem. Bemis Mamachamba, Bemis Machalim. There are many ways for Hashem. There's nothing to fear but Hashem. The fear maybe a guy will transgress one of the Averis, Chas V'Shalom. Or you won't keep the mitzvahs. There's nothing to worry about. It won't make a difference. The Abagav the Matinus at Sarah Zahiris, even though we find Chazal expect the person to be careful, if there is a plague in the city, stay indoors. If there's a famine, get out. That's our chiyuv b'shtadlus. We're mechuyev to try b'derech hateva to do the best to protect ourselves. But worry has no place, because worry makes no difference, and that's not part of b'shtadlus to worry. All the days of the poor are bad. That's been serious at that. That's a daitik tzara. What does daitik tzara mean? Pirish Rashi. He can't live life because he's always worried about the next thing. Taiv leiv mishter tamid, and one who's good at heart can always drink and relax. Doesn't worry so much. What one should worry about is Taira mitzvahs, kenitzke la'ahu b'divrei Taira k'sev. Worry about Taira, that we're not keeping Taira well. We're not learning as much. We're not keeping mitzvahs as well. But yes, the spaul HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'akol tayv lo yotzer. Davent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything should be good, and that's it. No more worry. V'shipchu chazal sh'anoshim sh'smeichim tamet. Chazal praise people that are always happy. V'mitzamchim ha'chayim made other people happy. V'amru gemara and tayin says she'im b'nei olam haba. One who makes other people happy is a ben olam haba. Next, yes.
Rashi's commenting on the Gemara quoting Ben Sira.
There is a published copy of Ben Sira, but I think it's just taking out from the Gemara what the Gemara brings. That's what I think, but I don't know. It's an interesting fact. The Gemara says Ben Sira is far b'chitzainim. You're not supposed to learn it. And then the Gemara goes through why you're not supposed to learn it and brings out things and says, this is good, this is good, this is good. Oh, this is the thing that's not good. So now we're learning Gemara, and we learn exactly, so I never understood that.
That's why I was surprised. Out there that Rashi commented on it.
No. Yeah. He's commenting on the Gemara. Snias. Amru ein lachibul of them. Welcome. There's nothing more dear to the Rabbi Shleiman at Snias. Vasmak mon at Snias mitzvah sasei. Beprat benoshim shiziru moed chazal alzeh. Chazal were worried, warned a lot of that. The Amru, and they said, by even Hashem is atzela, Hashem built the rib. His bayne main libraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about, he can't use the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu think about. What does he translate his bayne?
Contemplated.
We're the creator. And he decided, mimakim shitsnua ba'adam. From a place that's private. A rib is a covered place. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the woman. Now call Eivim, it's a medrashay, ishitsnua. I don't know if he will bring it. But the Chazanit says that a woman for tznias is like a man limud atayra. That means, what is the biggest nesayim for a man? What is the biggest char? Limud atayra. For a woman, zok the Chazanit, the biggest nesayim and the biggest char is tznias. That's what the Chazanit writes. I don't know if he brings it or not. He's the nephew of the Chazanit. But that's what they quote from the Chazanit. That the woman gets char for tznias, similar to man for limud atayra. We'll stop here. We'll continue mentorship. We are in the Mishnah, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. And we are proceeding with the Mishnah's going through what happens at what age in the maturation process of boys and girls. So last Mishnah we talked about 3-year-old, one day, And we also talked about in that was two Mishnahs ago. Last Mishnah was about the 3-year-old girl, and now we're moving on to the 9-year-old boy. Ben Teisher Shalim B'yay Mechon Shabal Yavem Teikana. Now, Chazal tell us, and I guess this must be Halacha L'Maishim Sinai, even though the Gemara comments that things were different at a different stage in history, at least by girls, but by boys I never saw that, that a 9-year-old has the capability of doing a bia. Before 9, what he does is not considered a bia. At 9, his body matures enough that at that point, a penetration by him is called a bia. And if it's called a bia, having bia has consequences, both positive and negative. The first consequence is, Shabar Yavem Taikana. If he lives with his Yavama, which means the 9-year-old had a brother who died without children, and now he lives with her, he acquires her. Now this is a major machloikus rishonim. But I think I'll wait for the Gemara, which is coming up right away, exactly how that works, because he's 9 years old, right? We'll see. Ve'ein enayin can get atchiyagdo. However, he can't divorce her till he gets to be 13. He can acquire her, but he can't divorce her. Umatame benida, v'tame mishkav tachten kelyon. If he lives with Anida, he becomes tummy for 7 days, and his tumma is that if he has 10 mattresses, they all become rishon l'tumma, like a woman's 10 blankets, right? A woman, Anida, under her becomes an avatumma. Things that are above her all become a rishon l'tumma, even if they don't touch her. A man who lives with Anida, his tachtain is like her elyon. We learned it out from Sukkim, we had it earlier, that what's under him has the severity of tumma that was above her. And that can happen to a 9-year-old. An 8-year-old that has a bia doesn't become tumma as a bayal nida, because it's not called a maisa bia, yes?
Between the bayal nida and somebody
who
lies on top of a nida?
Yeah, somebody who lays on top of a nida is tumma for 1 day till that night, for touching a nida. Laying on top of a nida is no different than touching her hand. What's the name again? A bio nida, the Torah says, is tummy for 7 days. And Tina does all of, and has severity of tumma, that if he has 10 mattresses, they all become rishon l'tumma, even though he only touched the top one. Upaiso ve'ena macho betruma. And if he lives with a woman, he can make her into a zayna, right? If he's ushered to, let's say she's an ashesish, he can pass her from truma, or a 9-year-old Eved, Kusi, whatever it is, lives with a woman, she becomes Asur Lakuna, and she can't eat Truma if she's a Bas Kayan. Ve'ena Macho B'Truma, if he marries, if he's a Kayan and he marries a woman at 9, it's a non-marriage, and she can't eat Truma because of him. As a husband, he cannot feed Truma, he's not a husband. And if he has a relationship of bestiality, and there's no Edom, no hasra, but he admits, or one adult saw it, that they had a relationship of bestiality, that behemah becomes possible from the mizveach, because it committed bestiality, and one of the things that can be brought as a carbon is an animal that's a revei of a nirva. We had that. But the niskelus ha-yadayin, if there's two edim, that animal will get stoned. He won't, because he's a cotton, but the animal committed bestiality, and we kill. Tyrus says we kill animals that commit bestiality. The reason in the first case we don't kill it is because we have no witnesses. So we don't have witnesses, so we can't kill the animal. But in the second case, if it is skeletal yadei, means if there are witnesses, we will kill the animal. What if he lives with an erva? He lives with his sister, his mother, his aunt, whatever the ervas are. Mumsen ayadai, who pater. If they were warned, they will get the death penalty for violating Arias. They are adults. He is not an adult. His act is an act of bia, but it's not an adult, and therefore we can't punish him. Rashi begets kana b'sacha b'nichse achiv. And Rashi says, what happens in the 9-year-old Azibum? He acquires the property of his brother. When a guy dies without children, he goes to his father, and if his father's not alive, it goes to his brothers. But if somebody does Yibum, the Yavam acquires it all. The Avapish ain't Kenyan Lakutin, So this is Rashi talking. We will talk more about this Rashi when we learn the Gemara. Even though a katan has no ability to acquire biblically, Rashi says over here, the degree of kinyan necessary is a lesser form of kinyan. She is already knuya, meaning his brother who deceased married her. When the brother died, because of the mitzvah of Yibum, she still remained bound to the family, to any of the brothers. So all the brother is doing, the cutting the nine-year-old, he doesn't have to make a new acquisition. He just zeroes in on the condition, on the existing acquisition of the deceased brother. I mean, the Torah says that the kinyan remains, to a certain extent, even though the brother died. Right? She's not an Eishes Ish because her husband died, but she's bound to that family. And that bound, that binding, or whatever that means, that bind to the family, will make it that the cut 9-year-old who lives with her just takes over his brother's kinyan. He doesn't have to make a new acquisition of his own. Dr. Ashi, in Bala Gersha, he becomes to divorce her. The Kedushe Achiv Kedushin Gemurim, because his brother married her completely. The Gerish and Sozel, he's a cotton, ain't him Gerish and Gemurim. He's got to get rid of his brother's Kedushin, because that's what he assumed when he did Yibum. And he's not old enough to have Das to remove his brother's Kedushin, Deina Ben Das. Umatami Benidah and Bala, the Biyasa Biya, his Biya is a Biya, the Cholgaber. Upaiso, the Gambet Teshonim Kusi Imamzer, a Ben Teshonim Kusi Imamzer Shabal Kahenis. Possibly mitumas of the she could never eat truma anymore. Ventesha Yisrael. Now Rashi says a 9-year-old Jewish boy who lives with a girl doesn't pass over from kahuna. She doesn't become a zayna from having a affair out of marriage. I don't want to call it extramarital because she's not married. For having an affair as a single girl, if the man she's having it with is somebody she's allowed to marry. So if a single boy lives with a single girl, and she's a fine Jew, and she's a fine Kehenes, it doesn't affect her ability to eat truma. She does not become a Zayna. Mashenkein, if she has a relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry, that turns her into a Zayna. And Kusri Yamamzer, I would bet she is throw Shabbat Baskayan, let the baby to place him in a truma. The image should be his nus, boy, possible nus. This nus doesn't pass for her. The kusher of a kusher a person, in a truma. The image should kedushin. She had a relationship with a yid. Isn't she married to him? Well, lav kedushin, the kaddish ain't kedushin kedushin. Even if he intended marriage, it's not a marriage. She's not married to her. He had an out of wedding relationship, right? And therefore, he doesn't pass to her unless he's a man that's not allowed to marry her. Then he turns her into a zayna. And as I mentioned before, a zayna is a reality, not a moral ethical judgment. What? This Ba'ula can marry a Kayan. Not a Kayan Gadol, but a Kayan. She's not a Grusha. She's a Ba'ula. There's not, meaning, I don't know what her moral and ethical values are, but that's not our point. Right? The 9-year-old that lived with his Yavama. I forgot the Kanila Machbiya. Even though we just said at the beginning of the Mishnah that he acquires her, Lo Yachla Betruma. Paiso Tabahema. If he committed bestiality through an eid echad, or the owner of the animal admits, right? So the animal can no longer be used as a carbon. I have a skila lai, but the animal doesn't get skila, the maida biknas pater, because when the owner admitted it, he's a maida biknas and he's pater. So we can't punish the animal that belongs to the owner by the admission of the owner. And it's Kalas Hayadai, Im Yash Edom. If there's Edom, we would give this skila.
Why is the Kohen Katan not, or this 9-year-old Kohen not Machil?
So that's exactly what you went here at the beginning. When I read the first line of the Mishnah, I said, let's wait for the Gemara and we will discuss it. Frag the Gemara. Ukshiyagdu begets Agila, the 9-year-old that lives with his Yavama, it sounds in the Mishnah that he's Kohen her, can't give a get till he's 13. But at 13, he can divorce her. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Asu Bias Bentes to Mimer Begadol, that the 9-year-old that lives with his Yavama is like a Mimer, which is a rabbinic Kedushin of the Yavama, and he's still, it's like a rabbinic stage, right? He does a mimer, which says, I am the brother that's going to do Yibum, but he didn't commit Yibum yet. He's a mimer. And therefore, if he wants to get rid of her, he's going to have to give her a divorce for his mimer, and then chalitza, because she's still a Yavama that never had Yibum, right? Now, that usually happens by an adult who walks over to his Yavama, and he says, I am doing a kedushin to you, a mimer, and then she becomes designated for him, but he didn't do Yibum yet. And since he didn't do Yibum, she requires chalitza. But because he did a mimer, he has to remove that. So he has to do a get first, followed by a chalitza. And the Braitza says, a nine-year-old living with her has the same level as a mimer of a gadol, which means it's not a Yibum. And therefore, in order to get rid of it, he had two things have to happen. A, he has to get rid of the mimer, and B, he has to do chalitza, because she never had Yibum yet. A woman that had Yibum is fully married. Then he can divorce her. This woman never had Yibum. She had a nine-year-old live with her. Chazal say, also ben bias maimer test, ke maimer begadol. Ma maimer begadol tzar get le mamarai. You have to have a get to remove the maimer. The chalitza l'zikasai. And chalitza to remove the bound, the bind, I don't know what the noun is, bound?
Bind.
The bind that exists. Abias ben test. The Mishnah is mashma, all you need is a get. But the Braita says it's not a Yibum. And if it's not a Yibum, he has to get plus Chalitza. She still needs Chalitza. Amarav, Hachikama. The Chiyadu, Yibal, but you take get. When he becomes 13, let him live with her, and then he can just divorce her. When he lives with her at 13, at that point, it's a full Yibum, and then he can give a get. But Eino Chinami, if he doesn't live with her, she would need two things. Maimer, a get for the Maimer, and Chalitza. Now, here there's a major Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi's opinion is that, biblically speaking, he did Yibum. Because, Rashi said in the Mishnah, he doesn't have to do a real Kenyan. All he's doing is assuming his brother's Kenyan. Rashi says he can't give a get so he gets to be an adult, because his brother's Kenyan was a total Kenyan, and his get is not. Therefore, he has to wait until he becomes adult. Rashi learns that the Rabbanan were machmer, that even though it's a real Yibum, but we restrict no feeding your truma and no just giving a get. You also need chalitza rabbinically, because Rabbanan don't want to consider him like an adult totally. So chumra Rabbanan, according to Rashi. So Rashi's approach to a nine-year-old Yibum is, biblically, it's a Yibum. Rabbinically, the Rabbanan were machmer, and they said, let's not let it be a complete Yibum. He is still 9 years old. We will put into place different restrictions. We will treat it that she still needs chalitza, right? Like a mimer, that she still needs chalitza. But really, the get is the main part. The chalitza is the rabbinic part. And we won't let him feed her truma because he's still a cotton. That's according to Rashi Sita. Other Rishayim go the other way and say it's really not a Yibum Deraisa. He's a cotton. He can do Kinyanim. But since she has Zika to him, the Rabbanan decided to treat his Bia as if he made a Mimer, which means now you can't do, no other brother can get involved, and if in order for him to give Chalitza, first the Mimer has to be removed. So he would have to give a get for his mimer, and then chalitza biblically. That's how the other Rishonim learn. So there's a diverse machlokes here. What is it biblically, and what is the rabbinic part? Rashi, throughout the way the Rishonim understand Rashi seems to learn that it's a biblical Yibum with the Rabbanan's imposed restrictions. And other Rishonim say it's a rabbinic Yibum, and biblically it's a non-Yibum. I just would like to read the Rashi to Gemara. Beget Sagilei, Bitmiyem, Balagasha. It's Matma, you can just divorce her. Maimer, Kedusha Yavama. Chalitza Lizikasai, the Ein Kedushin Gemurim Biyavama, Lias Keishtai. Being Kedushin, giving her money and saying you're Mekudeshes to me, doesn't make it his wife, let us beget Balai Chalitza. I will be a Gemarisba. The only way to do Yibum that works, I go, Beishamai has a different treatment, but we're not learning Beishamai now. Kedushib Yavayalah. Bias Bentesha Biaventai is like a mimer. So Rashi looks Yagdu Yivo, Vahak Bia the Kenyan Gummer, that beer makes it a complete acquisition. When he lives with her, she becomes his wife.
Yes, doctor. Is there a
Kohen
that can marry a woman who is not married to the
Kohen?
Or is that just
No, I don't believe. I was only at one chalitza, and I don't think there's a brach. I don't understand the question.
He takes the brother's property.
Right.
When he divorces her, he keeps it? Or
he keeps it. I mean, one of the problems that Chazal dealt with in Yibum is the brother was a rich brother. This guy had absolutely no interest to marry this woman. He married her only for the sake because he wanted money. He lived with her one night, did Yibum, and the next morning he invited her to bed and gave her a get and walked away with all the property. So there's a big machlokes, Avishol and Rabbanan. Avishol says, Kara ve'einai li esaglat mamter, meaning to me, he's playing with krisis. Even though the Torah said it's mutter, but the Torah meant it's mutter when it's done the right way. You're doing this, you're not doing it for the right reason. The Gemara says if a guy does it because this woman is beautiful, not because of the mitzvah, he just wants to marry his brother's wife, she's a beautiful woman, or she's a rich woman. Whatever his reasons are, any ulterior motive, Avishol holds, is enough reason to, it's Karabain, Ailea Sablat Mamta. He said, the Bat's not a Mamta because it's legal, but in my eyes, it's not what the Torah wanted. This is the Machlokes Rishayim, who do we passing like? Abishol and Chachamim. Chachamim say, just do it, don't worry about reasons. Abishol says, no. So the Ashkenazim Paskin, not to do evil, because of Abishol. You're playing around with creases. You don't get, it's not Karas, but it's bordering on Karas. That's why Ramah Paskin, we don't do evil. Because we don't trust ourselves, l'shem shemayim. Whereas the Sfardim paskin, you do even the mechaber paskin like the machamim. It's not him; it's the machlekes b'shaydim. And therefore, Sfardim used to do yibam. I don't think they do it anymore, but they used to do yibam.
Is the get that they give off of because of a mimer?
Well, mimer's a drabon. But according to Rashi, this is a yibam deraisa. And again, it's necessary because Rabbanan treated it like a mimer.
If he boils her after the guttle, right? If he doesn't
boil
her after he becomes 13, then he doesn't get
her again. Well, then she's in limbo. She didn't have yibum, but she didn't have get out. I mean, he can. He has to get rid of her or stay married to her, one of the two. Again, he can live with her for the rest of his life. They can be happily ever after. Doesn't have to get rid of her. If he wants to get rid of her, he has two options. He can give her a get for a mimer and a chalitza, or he can live with her, and then she's a regular wife and divorce her without a chalitza. That's what the Gemara answered. She had to give up and get the get. Now we move on in the maturation process of boys and girls. We did the one-day-old, the three-year-old, the nine-year-old. We move now to the 11- and 12-year-old.
Rashi said that
the Ben Kayan, nobody said a word about a Ben Kayan. I didn't see that word mentioned.
Nine-year-old
Kasher, it said. It didn't say Kayan. Live with a Gehenis. Oh, yeah, that, yes. Rabbanan put restrictions on it. Rabbanan said, according to Rashi, other Rishayim say the whole thing is rabbinic. So for sure he can't be Malchus
B'Truma. When he becomes 13?
Nothing happens unless he lives with her.
Once he lives with her, that's telling him Malchus. When he becomes 13 now, and he lives with her,
he's just in Yibum.
And then she
didn't come out. Dr. Mishnah Vaitabas, a girl that's 11 years old and a day. Now again, the Magen Avraham speaks this out. I mentioned it before. And this is something to remember. It doesn't mean a day after she turns 11. It's on her 11th birthday, which is the first day of her 12th year. Whenever it says age v'yom echad, it means the first day of the next year. A girl that turns 11 has finished 11 years, and on her 11th birthday, she's starting year 12. There are Rishayim that learn. You have to wait to the exact moment she was born. So if she was born at 2:42 p.m., she would not become a 11-year-old, halachically, right? The first day of her 12th year would start at 2:42 p.m. But we paskin, ain't and shas. The minute Tzeis HaKachavim happens, she became the first day of her 12th year, and these halachas would apply to her. Bash asked of Shana V'yayim Echad, which means an 11-year-old, meaning the first day, her 11th birthday, which again is the first day of her 12th year, Nidareh Nivdaken. And this is going to be a machlokes coming later in the week, whether this is biblical or rabbinic, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. But Nidareh Nivdaken means we ask her questions when she makes a neder. And we say to her, you know what neder means? You know who cares about neder, what it means, who you're making a neder about for? If she understands it, if her education was good, then her nedarim counts. That's by a girl. The day she turns bas mitzvah, which is when she turns 12, right? Which means she finished 12 years. She's now on her first day of her 13th year. We call it the 12th birthday. It's nedarim kayamim. You don't have to ask any questions. Her nedarim counts. Ubayt kin kol shnei esrei. And this check is throughout her 12th year. 12th year means when we call her 11. That means, let's say she failed the test the first time we asked her about the darm questions. She had no idea what she was doing. So it was a non-netter. 2 months later, she made another netter. We don't say, hey, you failed last time. No. Every time she makes a netter during that year, we would have to ask her the question, do you know what you're doing? That's true by a girl. And that's when the nedarim start counting. Again, as I mentioned, in the Mem Vavim and Beis, there will be a discussion whether it's biblical or rabbinic. At this point, it doesn't make a difference. Ben Shtei Master Shana V'yayim Echad, a boy who turns 12, which means he finished 12 years and he's starting his 13th year, nedarim nedakim. We check his nedarim. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, Bar Mitzvah, when he turns 13, which means he finished 13 years, Nadar of Kayaman. Ubaitkin calls Slash Esrei. Kaidim Lachain, Kaidim is Manazah, before 11 or 12, meaning 11 by a girl, 12 by a boy. Ava Bishayim Yadnano Lashemi Nadarno, Lashemi Yadnashno. Even if they come and they say, we understand the Torah. The 10-year-old girl, the 11-year-old boy, well learned, they learned a great education, they know everything. Ain't a dream, never made a nation hangers. Now, whether it's rabbinic, again, we don't know what the reason of the beginning of the Mishnah is, so we don't know the reason of this Mishnah, but it doesn't count. La'achas manazeh, once they became adults, which my girl was 12 and my boy is 13, Abdishamayinon Yoidim Shemin Adar Shemin Adashu, Nidra Nedra Regdashin Hegdash, it counts whether they know or they don't know. That's what the Mishnah is. Now, I want to take a moment here to explain that this Mishnah really is could be misunderstood. A girl does not become bas mitzvah at 12, and a boy does not become bar mitzvah at 13, unless they get two saras, the way we paskin, that develop on that day. Saras that develop beforehand do not count. That means in order for a boy to be bar mitzvah, biblically, he needs to have two things, age plus two hairs that develop in his body where adults have hair and children don't. Two new hairs that weren't there before. If he had them when he was younger, the way we paskin, again, we will see later on the Gemara that it's a machlokes, he is not bar mitzvah. And she is not bas mitzvah. So the truth is, this 12 and 11, we don't know whether they're going to become bas mitzvah exactly a year later. It might be that he won't become bas mitzvah for a year and 20 days afterwards. We don't know when this girl will develop her two hairs. We're dealing a year prior. We're talking about her 11th birthday. And we say, oh, this is the year before her bas mitzvah. No, it isn't. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. The answer is, since the majority of girls, Gemara says, a majority of boys and girls develop hair on the day of their bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah, it happens to the majority of children. Therefore, a year before, we can assume that they're from the majority. and treat an 11-year-old like a year before a bas mitzvah, and a 12-year-old is a year before his bar mitzvah. So there is a reliance on Rav here that's built into the age 11 and 12. Because we can't check her. She doesn't have hair yet. She's 11. She's not supposed to have it till she's 12. So how do we know what's going to happen a year from now? You don't. You're assuming it because based on Rav, as the Gemara will explain. Yes, Doc, you had a question?
You were being very, you said where a male usually has. Are we counting underarm hair as part of this?
So it's not like it's China, and I was avoiding that. So I said where everybody holds it has to be where males, where children don't have and adults have. There's a machlekes v'shaina whether it has to be makom erev or not. But that's not negated. Rashi.
Rabbi, what if we know that the child does not have the hair?
They're not considered adult.
So this is just a presumption that's rebuttable. That's all.
Right. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, and this is the way we paskin, that we rely on this for all rabbinic questions, which is 99% of what happens to, let's take a boy, it's easier. To daven for the Amud is a rabbinic question whether he's an adult or not. It's not biblical. So we rely on Rav. To get an aliyah, to lead Birkas HaMazon, to count for minyan. These are all rabbinic halachas, and in rabbinic halachas we say, just rely on Rav. But if he were to do Kedushin, we would check him to see if he has hair or not. And then we would decide on that whether she's really married or she's suffering. And the Gemara will discuss it. Because in biblical questions, we don't rely on the Rav because it's checkable. Right? Kiddush Friday night is a question. But and most of the things that we count bar mitzvah boys for are rabbinic. Minyan, davening, Birkas HaMazon, what all the things that we need from when we want, are you bar mitzvah or not, has nothing to do with biblical. Very few do. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference to us. We don't go investigating, not negeya. Mashiach Kane, biblical questions is a question. That's why many shuls will not allow a bar mitzvah boy to read Shabbat Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is a biblical obligation of Kriya. And some learn that the one who reads it is being mighty me, is doing it for me, and therefore he has to be somebody that's an adult biblically. So many shuls will not let a bar mitzvah boy lane Parsha Zohar because he has to do it for me and he has to be a total adult. So how do we know? Nobody's going to go check him. So therefore, we don't let bar mitzvah boys lane Parsha Zohar.
So a bar mitzvah boy, he has his Parsha on Parsha Zohar.
He can lane the Parsha, but then not the Parsha Zohar part.
Correct.
100%. Yes, that's what we do. I mean, both shuls do that way. Yes, correct. Yes.
Isn't there also a concern about having a bar mitzvah boy laying mitzvah?
No, it's not biblical.
Okay. The other is in the case of alopecia. The boy becomes full.
I don't know the halacha. You're asking a great question. It's not the first time I heard it, but I never found out the answer. My laziness. What happens if the boy can't develop hair? He has no hair in his whole body. So what is his sim and godless biblically? The answer is I don't know, but I do know they get married. So I assume that there must be an answer to the question, but I don't know what it is.
I believe, although I'm not, like 20% certain, that I've seen at age 20.
Now, that's a different thing completely. That has to do with Simone Saris. If not, it's age 36. We're getting involved in something that we'd rather stay away from now, but if you want me, I can tell it to you. There's simone saris. There's simonim of people that will never develop hair or will never be able to have children. Those people, we know, we decide that at 20. Whereas if a person doesn't have simone saris nor hairs, he has to be 36, 35 years old in order to be considered a gadol. And we don't wait to 35, whoever has that fancy word that I don't know how to pronounce.
Hello,
whatever it is. Right. At least I knew what it was.
Rabbi, Parshas Zohar has to be read from a cloth. Is that why we don't have a cotton reading from it?
Again, we're not learning Hilchos Parshas Zohar now. We do Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, and it's done from a Sefer Torah. And therefore, we're going like the Shittas that say it has to be a Kriya from a Sefer Torah. Whether it does or doesn't is a question for Parshas Zohar. And Meretz Hashem, if you remind me closer to Parshas Zohar, I'll discuss it in the Halacha Shir. But at this point, totally not in the gay sugya. But I just mentioned that as a biblical thing that we don't want somebody who don't know to be 100% an adult to do.
Okay.
One more question.
That's awesome.
You mentioned minyan as being durabana.
Yes.
So it's just an asmata?
Yes. Rashi.
I mean, checking in is definitely brewery, right?
That's right. But we're durabana, so we don't do that. We don't. Rabbi says that we can be Simon and Rai because Chazaka the Rabbah. Throughout Halacha, we refer to it as Chazaka the Rabbah because Rabbah is the one that said, don't have to check the kid on rabbinic things. You rely on the fact that Raiv kids get it that day.
On that day.
Right, on that day, correct. Means if it happened the day before, it doesn't count. Somebody wants to ask somebody, Uman again. What happens if the person tells you, I developed Seisaris on that day? Can we believe him? Because if it did, he's a gluttony, he can testify about himself. If he didn't, then he's a cotton, we can't believe him. So the person asked Rabbi Guma, and Rabbi Guma laughed. So, I know you never got the answer. It was a gaya, a bacher that was bar mitzvah, Shabbat Zacher, that he became bar mitzvah that week. His father went to ask Rabbi Guma, my kid says he developed Seisaris. Can I rely on that and let him lay in Parsha Zacher? Or do I say, how can I believe him if he didn't develop state sirens, he's a cotton, he's not Neman. But if he did develop state sirens, he's a cotton, he is Neman. So I make rumor left, and that was the end of that. My guess would be that you don't rely on him, but I don't know. Look, Rashi, Nivdakin, and Yadda, Lashem, me, Dadra, if she knows who she made a netter for him, will Lashem be Agdisha. Kaidim has not as that. You know, tonight is Kaidim, she other Rashi, Shana, she stay Mestre. Before she turns the beginning of her 12th year. Or Batina, Kaidim, Rashi, Shana, she slight Mestre. Before the first year of his 13th year. Ain't a dream neder, the Ktanim hay. Acharas manazah, but she likes me bashne mesavi mechad. A girl with 12, which means she's in her 13th year, but umayla and on, but tinnik me ban yud give ushanavi mechad umayla from his bar mitzvah and on. I feel amra ain't on a yaitim. Dreilim hay, they are adults. Ubaklau shaita namila mechadikinamu. Now Rashi has a problem. A 13-year-old that doesn't understand neder, maybe he's a shaita. He's not somebody that has a das, so his netter shouldn't count. The Rashi, no, the Sefer Lavan L'Klal Das. This is not a guy that will never be a responsible adult. This is not a person that exhibits signs of shaita. The ein shaita elamakareik susai ba'lam bebeis akvaras ba'yoyti yechidi belayla. A shaita means deranged. A shaita doesn't mean mentally challenged. A shaita means someone that's deranged. Deranged means he exhibits signs of someone who's deranged. He sleeps in the cemetery. He rips clothing. He goes out at night when people don't go out at night. Right? So that's a shaita. This guy's not a shaita. He's slow. He's 13. He doesn't know what a regular 13-year-old knows. Slow is not a shaita. Avo, taychaz manazeh, im yodei l'shem mi neder havi neder. Avloi havi neder. The Kutnu, the Gemara Mefarish School of Milsa. So this is very important in Halacha, but we're not going to get into this, so let's stay away from the practical charlas. I'll just mention it. People that are slow, what Halacha do they have? At what point do they become Patur Min HaMitzvos? This is a big charla. It's a Geya Rachmana Litzlan. Again, people have it. It's not, I have an article that way, so it's not like I'm in any way trying to say anything that's negative. A down showed the sun. Right? He's limited depending on the severity of the down. Right? At what point is he a bar das to be chayav a mitzvah? And at one point, right, is he not a bar das not to be chayav a mitzvah? This becomes very questionable. Depending on the severity of the situation and depending which rav you ask, that'll make a very big difference. But he's not a shaita in the sense that he does deranged things. Doesn't. He just mentally, we'll call it mentally challenged, slow. So there's different tshuvas that deal with this issue, but I'm just mentioning it to put it out there. We're not paskining halacha l'maaseh now. But one has to be very careful when they answer the shaila, because parents are extremely sensitive. I know one person that can't be Michael or Rav, because he asked him about his kid, and the Rav said the word shaita in his answer. And from then on, that person just can't deal with Rav, who happens to be a very chash of a Rav. But Rav meant no harm. He just was talking halakhically. He was in the base medrash arguing halakhically. He wasn't thinking But the person was so insulted that 10 years later, he still can't be Michael that Rav. I don't know what he has to be Michael for, but that's still upset. But, again, I'm not passing the Shiloh. This depends on the severity of the situation, and any Rav would have to make that decision based on subjective decision. Yes?
So then in regards to being a Shota, a person could have maximum IQ possible.
100%. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are maximum, a lot of IQ, and they're psyched them. Yeah. 100%.
Like 200 IQ.
Yeah, 100%. They're deranged. They're deranged people. They are deranged people. They're miswired. They can be very smart. Psyched has nothing to do with intellect. Psyched has to do with normal behavior. And the Chazal defined not normal behavior.
And somebody who equates a shota as somebody who's quote unquote retarded.
That's a mistake. Some cipher says a retarded kid is a cheresh, if anything. At one point, it becomes not reachable, and that's cheresh, more than shaita. That's not the community of the God. The Kedushin Rabbanon is a chuvah from cipher about a child that's very slow. It is Kedushin Kedushin. A shaita's Kedushin is zero, a cheresh's Kedushin is a rabbinic Kedushin. So how about somebody that's mentally challenged, very mentally challenged, did Kedushin, does he need a divorce or not? Some Sefer writes, what we like to call Shaita is not really Shaita. Rashi explains that Shaita is deranged. A person that's mentally challenged is not deranged. He's just never slow. He doesn't communicate. So some Sefer puts him under the heading of Charis. And it might be a Kedushin Rabbanan. Again, as I said when I started, I don't want to get into Halakha L'maaseh. It has nothing to do with this perception. Yes?
It's not Rashi. The Gemara
Again, Rashi is quoting the Gemara Chagiga, and therefore, since I'm reading Rashi, and he told me that he didn't say Si Chagiga, he said this is the thing.
Rashi says when you reach Rosh Hashanah, what?
Rosh Hashanah means the beginning of the year.
I get that, but that's not his birthday.
No, the beginning of his year. That's how Rashi is saying the word birthday. The beginning of his year. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of his year. Rashi does not mean when you eat apples and honey. No. Yes, yes. Zot Rashi weiter. Right, I did that. Zot Gemara weiter. Now, the Gemara is bothered with a lot of talk in the Mishnah. Frank the Gemara, this is language in the Mishnah. The Kivan the Tana Basakas Esther Shana Yamechel the Duran of Dakim. Once the Mishnah told me that an 11-year-old, and again, I'm not going to go through this every time, 11, the first means that. An 11-year-old, we attack her in the door by girl. So Bas, you'd buy a son of Yamechel the Duran Kayamim Lamali. So why do we have to say at 12, we don't check her? Obviously, if it says an 11-year-old, you check. You can figure out that a 12-year-old, you don't check. That's why who says? You might think from 11, we check for the rest of her life. Kamas Malan, that you only check for 1 year. Afterwards, there are no checks. Frank the Gemara, even the tiny bastard base, son of Yamaka, the direct Hayamim, once you told me a 12-year-old it works, so Bite can go stay in Master Shalomali. So then the Mishnah said, 11-year-old you check, a 12-year-old you don't check, and you check the whole year. Well, if you just told me an 11-year-old you check and a 12-year-old you don't check, that means you check that year. So what does the Mishnah have to throw that in? Again, this is a question, not an halacha. He's all trying to figure out why the Mishnah is being so talkative, if that's the word to use. So why is the Mishnah saying all those words? A lot of extra words here. So I think, no. We have a mandiyama that says 30 days into a year, it's considered a year. So what happens if we check the first 30 days and she struck out? She did not know what netter was. So maybe write her off for the year. Listen, we checked her when she was 11. We spent 30 days checking her. She never passed the test. Fine, so we'll worry about her at 12. No, Kamash Malan, you keep on checking all year round. We don't say since she didn't know the first 30 days, therefore this year doesn't count for her. We don't do that. We say check the whole 30, the whole 12th year. Rashi. It says at 11 we check, don't we know it automatically? That which it says, maybe it just meant before 11 you don't check, so I begin to write. Even if he knows, under 11, it doesn't count. Kamash Malan, the Lamut Yagas Manami Asa, the Mishnah tells me at 12, we don't check. Blaikin called Yud Beis Lamali. Hatana de Miyay Mecha Bishtay Mesher Maschilin Livdai. It says from the first day in our 12th year, we start checking. Leinen Kayaman Beloy Bedika, Ajay Mecha Yud Gimel. And we say it doesn't count without a check until the day she turns into her 13th year. Alma called Yud Beis Habizman Bedika. So why did the Mishnah have to speak that out? Teres is, the Havamina is Hechad the Bedakhs of Lam Bedoyim Kama. We checked in the first 30 days, the same mastery of 12. Below Yad of Lahafloy, she did not pass the test. The Farish, the same Minidra, right, to whom she's making a letter. But listen to the Quran of Rakat, Ki Yasli Lindar. Rashi's explaining, why does it say Lahafloy? Yasli means to express, to understand what you're doing. So therefore, we use the word Lahafloy, it comes from the Pasik. Suloy Nivdai, the Lexic of Bektana. And we'll keep her as Tana. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, fine. But listen to Hani Tarti Babi. Let it say, Bat Yud Beis, son of Yerim Echa, the Dura Kayamim. 12 in the Dayam count, Ubait can call Yud Beis, and we check her the 12th year. Why did it have to start saying that we start at the day she turns 11? Just say, 12 it counts, and we check her the year before. End of story. Why did it have to start saying, at 11 we start checking her? Well, you just said, at 12 it counts without checking, and we check her the year before. That would have been suffice. Why do we need the first line about Dr. Lomeli? Why mention the first line? Dr. Gemara Itzach. Salkadai Dachamina Stroma Bistay Master Boy Bedika. Maybe a regular girl only gets checked when she turns 11. Again, Stay Master means during the 12th year. Vachas Esrei Loi by Bedika. During the 11th year, it doesn't need Bedika. But the Eichad Gazinu Lod Harifa Tvei. What if we see a very bright girl? What if we have a girl that's extremely bright? So maybe her, she should be checked earlier. Mivdika Vachas Esrei should be checked when she's 10 in her 11th year. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah says, no, Achas Esrei V'yayim Echad, nothing before. Frech to Gemara says, and then the rest of the Mishnah is fair. Kaidim Asmanazah, V'achar Asmanazah, Lamali. The Mishnah continues and says, before 11 and after 12. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? We just went through everything. At 11 we start, not before 11. At 12 we check her the whole 11th year. And then the whole year she's 11. And then at 12 we don't check her. We covered everything. So why did the Mishnah have to say, and before 11, we just said that. We said we started at 11. And we said at 12, we don't check her, so we didn't miss them to say it again. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because they don't come forward on their own and say, we know the Dharam. We might think we started at 11, even in a smart girl, but that's because they didn't come on their own. What if a girl walks over to you, a 10-year-old, and says, listen, I learned the Dharam. My teacher taught me the Dharam. I got it all. I can tell you all the halachas, right? I might know more than the rabbi. 10. Maybe then it's different. She's not only smart, but she came out and told us. We don't have to check her. She told us. Kamash Malan, Kaidim Asmanazah. We don't check her regardless. And once it said Kaidim Asmanazah, it says Acha Asmanazah. Rashi. Bastion Aleph Lamali, with Bays. Midatani Lay, Bait can call you Bays, Shamina the Makam Haki Lay. If it says check the 12th year, that means not before. Hani Mili the Makam Haki Muzakim Tanim. Now before 11, we consider them young, Ulakas Man Muzakim Dailim, and then afterwards we consider them older. They didn't come forward. Lakas Man Ain't on Yaitim. They didn't come and tell us afterwards that we don't know. But how about if they offer on their own? The 10-year-old says, I know. And the 12-year-old says, I don't know what I'm talking about. Does it make a difference? It makes no difference. Now, here comes the Gemara that's a little bit shocking because we've been living our lives that a 12-year-old becomes bat mitzvah and a 13-year-old becomes bar mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Elu Divrei Rebbe. That is Rebbe's opinion. A boy becomes bar mitzvah at 12. And a girl becomes bat mitzvah at 13. Reb Shimon ben Elazar has a different calendar. Bar mitzvah is at 12 and bat mitzvah is at 13. We obviously don't paskin that way. Amar Rav Chisda, my time as a Rebbe, the Chisda, like, Yivlen Hashem Elokim Et Atzela. Very interesting choice of words. The Torah talks about Yitzira, creation, Bria, creation. And when it makes the woman, the Torah used the word Vayiven. Now, Vayiven can mean build, and Vayiven can mean understanding, Bina. So because the Torah didn't say Vayivra or Vayitzer, it said Vayiven, Rebbe understands that Meramed, Shenasin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bina Yisera Be'isha Yaisa Be'ish. I'm sure you heard this from the ladies all the time. We have Bina Yisera. What it means is, Dr. Rush, that they mature earlier. That's all it means. It does not mean that they have more Bina than we do. Women like to say, we have Bina Yisera. They know this Chazal, but they don't know the Rush is gotten that Chazal. The Rush and the Ritva both say that Rebbe is saying Bina Yisera means the Rebbeinu Shleilam made women mature earlier intellectually. Or what word would you use before?
Oh, intuition.
Meaning a woman is more mature than a boy. A girl is more mature than a boy in her mind. We're not talking about physically now. It happens to be true physically also, but that's not the point. And therefore, Rebbe, 12 is the girl and 13 is the boy. That was our local Mishnah Sinai, because the Torah wrote Vayivan to tell me that women mature faster. Bina Yisera, Dr. Rush, there's a Taisus or Rush on the side. Anybody wants to see it inside? It means they are a year. Pirish. Higdim Babina Yaisimibesh. He gave it to her earlier. That's how Rebbe learned. And that's why Rebbe interprets the halakha of Yaisimibesh. Is that 12 and 13? That 12 is by a girl and 13 is by a boy.
What was Shimon ben Elazar doing in practice in his era?
It bothered me yesterday, too. In Shimon ben Elazar's time, what did the caterer do? I don't know the answer to the question. I assume that if that's the way he owed, that's how they did it in the city. And his show, I assume, again, he's saying this, he's not playing around. He's posketing this for halacha. He's saying for the dar and for everything else. The Gemara's going to say for Einshim. That he gave Marcus to a 12-year-old boy and didn't give a Marcus to a 12-year-old girl. It sounds like this was a practical thing that they did in Shimon ben Elazar's time. I said it would be shocking because nobody ever heard of this before, but that's his zita. And I don't remember it be quoting anywhere else in Shas. Again, that I don't remember doesn't mean anything, but I don't remember it ever being quoted. It's the one time in Shas that it brings down this opinion. Everywhere else in Shas, a boy is bar mitzvah 13 and a girl is bar mitzvah 12, like Rebbe. Now, I just want to point out that Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar were the last generation of Tanoim. We're not talking about Reb Elazar, Reb Yechim ben Zakkai. We're not talking about earlier generations of Tanoim. We're talking about the last generation of Tanoim. All of a sudden, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, a boy becomes bar mitzvah 12 and a girl becomes bar mitzvah 13. Now, if that is Messiah from his Rebbeim, then he quoted from anybody? The Gemara does not spend any time more than the next three lines explaining him. And all the Gemara explains is, where did he get to say, why did he say a boy matures fast, and why did he say a girl matures later, and why did he say, what did he do with the pasuk of Rebbe? That's all the Gemara does, and then it moves on. So there's very little discussion of this. So I had the same question you had. The Gemara seems to be clear. He punished people at 12, boys, and didn't punish girls till 13. So obviously, he really acted on this. In his soul, the caterers did not make bar mitzvahs at 13, they made it at 12. I wonder if it was cheaper, that's all. Maybe a year earlier, inflation didn't hit as much. Yes?
At least he didn't have to worry about photographers. Given that they were contemporaries, I thought one of the ways, correctly or incorrectly, I've always understood the idea that Rebbe, as a Kalman Baruch, redacted the Mishnah is that he unified the halakhic practice. From the first mission in Brachas and onwards, he unified the halakhic practices of Eretz Yisrael. And as far as that goes, this is the same question as before Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam, what tefillin did they wear? That part of the things that Rebbe did is that he unified, and not just Mishnahs, but halakhic.
Again, Rebbe argues with many people many times throughout Shas. Obviously, It wasn't that everybody agreed.
But the Rebbe also instituted rules, Yachid V'Ravim, so that when the sages argued against Rebbe...
He didn't institute those rules. The Tiber instituted those rules.
I agree. I absolutely agree. But when the Chachamim argued against them, then he was honest enough that, you know,
again, this is a Braita, it's not a Mishnah. The Gemara brings it to him in the Lazar. Anything else, I make up. You know, I found out this last week that I share something of a Gadol. In a certain way, I'm a Gadol. And now I'm a Gadol. According to this, I'm a very big Gadol. Because the Yishalmi says, who is an Adam Gadol? Somebody who says he doesn't know. And since I do that 90% of the time, I became a very big Adam Gadol.
Thank you.